America Tonight. I'm sure you've heard the story. You can't get away from it. It's all about bringing down the world's most wanted drug lord. Without a doubt, crazy what happened with Joaquin Guzman over the weekend. They apparently say that he was staying at a condo tower that was a no-frills kind of joint and not where you think you would have one of the world's biggest drug lords who was making money hand over fist, had an army of soldiers, and surely wouldn't have left himself this vulnerable, right? But he certainly did. They busted him up in Mazatlan, of all places. I've been to Mazatlan. Probably some of you have been to Mazatlan. You can practically go there for a song, or you could from the United States. It's definitely a Turisto town, without a doubt. So what a crazy twist in a wild case that has frustrated investigators on both sides of the border. If you wanted to smash someone's head open and break up a major drug ring, this would be the guy to get, the ungettable guy. This is the Sinaloa cartel leader. This is the guy who made people shake and mess themselves when they were near him because he would cut people's throats. A vicious drug lord. How did it happen? Apparently, they had cell phone, all kinds of data information, and that helped the Mexicans and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agents that were hunting him down feel like they were getting close, that they could actually make an arrest if they could just keep it under wraps. And one of the key discoveries was seven houses in a Mexican city that was connected by secret tunnels that led somehow through the city's sewage system. They almost caught him apparently then, but there were reinforced steel doors. I mean, this is like a Hollywood script. This is like that television show Weeds. But all the doors, all the soldiers, all the horrific things he did to people, people were afraid of him. And they made all these arrests leading up to it with the Sinaloa cartel. And what a breakthrough. To be able to cuff this guy? Are you kidding me? They're going to be talking about this story for a long time to come. Wiretaps, hunting people down, anything they could do to get any kind of information. And apparently, finally, those wiretaps paid off. There was like five key places they had tapped into. Four were actually wires from the DEA. One was an ICE one. And they got all this intel, and then they started to really hunt him down. Guzman and his lieutenants used certain phones. They knew they were being surveilled. Of course they knew that. But the ICE tap was really producing a lot of activity. It was bouncing around all over the place. And they were able to nail him in Mazatlan, which is crazy insane. With the tunnels, the reinforced doors, all the armor, all the people, everything around him, and for him to go down this way. Bottom line is, this is a good thing. This is a big takeout for what it's worth. And it's crazy because if you remember, just a few years ago, they thought they were really close to him when they raided a place in Cabo San Lucas, which was a day after Hillary Clinton was meeting with foreign ministers in the same town. So they were probably in the same town at the same time. But that was 2012. Now, 2014, finally they have their man. finally they have this guy, and this is a major, major blow. We keep thinking, oh, the war on drugs, ridiculous. How can you, they're waging this crazy war, but really are we winning? Is anything happening? All of the drugs that are coming from Mexico and through South America and up through the border, this is a big blow. This is a big blow. And the U.S. is trying to extradite him, trying to extradite Guzman. I mean, this guy is notorious. Huge story. You're going to hear more of that, I'm sure, throughout the week, and we'll talk to some people about it a little bit later in the week, certainly, too. Did you hear the Olympics wrapped up? For some of you, that's probably music to your ears. It did. It wrapped up, so we're going to give you the medal count this hour of America tonight. Plus, in our weekly re-rack, a conversation with my pal Jack Keefe. We just celebrated another President's Day. Some of you probably had off last week, at least on Monday. And we talked about our favorite presidents and why they were our favorite presidents, or who seemed to be at the top of the list anyway. And we kicked around a couple of other things with Jack, who's got a book called Rebecca's Rising about witches. He had a relative that was accused of being a witch, and it's being made into a major motion picture. It's a crazy thing when your dreams crash into reality. And he gives us a little kind of a little sneak peek into what all that means and what you can probably expect coming to a big screen near you in 2015. Witches are big again with not just the horror crowd, but a lot of people are fascinated by that whole thing. So his timing, I suppose, was right. Now we're talking about also another norovirus on another cruise ship. Didn't we already talk about this? Two different ships that were nailed with it? Now they're saying that the Holland America cruise ship, same thing, 114 passengers, 10 crew, means people are throwing up nonstop. I hate to be so graphic. And it's basically anything that you can imagine horrific that can happen to a human. This is what's happening to them. Week long, a lot of them dealing with this. And that finally wrapped up on Saturday as they docked. So here we go again. Fort Lauderdale. They probably couldn't get off that ship soon enough. So what do? They scrub it down. They do an assessment. They evaluate the outbreak. And the CDC is testing stool samples from the sickened people. But we went to that virus conference. We took America Tonight there. And remember, I told you in Grenada, they were talking about the norovirus. And the fact that when you have this many people in a small amount of space, all it takes is for one person not to wash their hands, touch a railing, touch the side of a dish, touch a chair that people brush by, and boom, it spreads like wildfire. And what are you going to do about it? So then you had, remember you had the Princess boat, 178 passengers, and now you have this one, and you had another one in between that. Wow. Seems like it's really, really spreading from ship to ship, we could say. Hang with us. More odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Tonight, this would be everybody's nightmare, I would think. A restaurant manager dead, one of his employees hospitalized. Why? They inhaled carbon monoxide. And this was at a Long Island mall. So there were about 26 people in all that had to be treated for different forms of what happened there, depending on how much they had actually sucked into their lungs. And most of them were released. That's the good news there. And they were able to jump on this as quickly as they could. It happened after a woman collapsed at this place called Legal Seafoods. And once the police and emergency crews were there, they felt dizzy. So they knew, oh, okay, this is carbon monoxide poisoning. Something's going on here. And they found the manager unconscious in the basement. So then they, you know, obviously started to figure out what was going on here. They sent the restaurant a summons for faulty equipment. The fine is like a mere $2,000. Think of the people that could have died in this. They found a leak in the flue pipe of the water heater. And like I said, think of the people that could have been complete goners in this. This is what happens. You get a summons for a faulty equipment. It's $2,000. Because think of carbon monoxide. This is why it's so dangerous, right? No color, no odor. Or odor, rather. Or order, for that matter. It's just the incomplete combustion. The best way to explain it is the incomplete combustion of fossil fuels like natural gas, oil, and natural gas. So they didn't have a detector. You know, like, that's a big thing now, people having carbon monoxide detectors. Even in homes, a lot of people have them. I don't know, some of you listening to America Tonight might actually have one of those devices. So state fire codes require them where people sleep, of course, in establishments where that happens, not in restaurants. And there is an annual inspection, but there wasn't any issues when they inspected the restaurant in March of last year. So they were supposed to get another one at the end of the month. But what did they do? They have to just, I mean, this is a mall area. This is stuck in a mall, so they had to evacuate everybody from that mall. And this line they shared with another restaurant, a chain restaurant, Panera. And before they open, of course, they have to go in and check the whole thing. But how scary is that to realize? You wonder with other restaurants, with other places, and these codes, how incredibly dangerous that could be. And this was from a leak, and how would they know it? They had no way to know. Pass the other inspection. Why would you think anything's wrong? Restaurant manager is unconscious when he tries to figure out, oh, maybe something's not right. Immediately, cops walk in, ambulance guys walk in, and they're fainting. And, you know, they're wobbly. So they know immediately what's happened here. And it's a good thing that there was a quick response, because this could have turned out to be a much worse situation than it was, especially with the shared pipe by another restaurant. Can you imagine? It just got me thinking about that, thinking, you know, I don't really, when you go to these restaurants, I'm not really thinking, why am I thinking that? I'm not thinking about that. But I know in a lot of homes, that's a big thing because of some of the freak accidents that have happened with people. Just food for thought when you're doing the safety thing. I just changed out smoke detectors. One was beeping. You're supposed to do that when the clocks fall back, and I didn't really think about it. But I heard this subtle, it was just like low beep in the background, so I realized, oh. And that was a key fire detector kind of close to the kitchen. It's those little things that you just do not think about, you know, that all of a sudden, boom, if there is no detection, that's why that carbon monoxide thing would be so good. Because, of course, that's going to set that off where it's so hard because you can't tell because you're not smelling anything like you would in a fire or one that could be kicking up. And the fact that it's, there's just no color to it either. So it's pretty tough to see that, I think, too, as well. People are talking a lot about if you have cable and you're watching something now, Time Warner, or you have Time Warner, Comcast, whatever. And I think if Time Warner and Comcast, which the merger would be complete in 9 months to a year, if the two merge, talk about a monopoly. Talk about an incredible monopoly. But in the meantime, this is what you do. You get your ducks in a row, right? So Netflix has a deal with Comcast to make sure that the TV shows and movies are streamed into the houses. It's actually the first deal that Netflix streaming service has reached with any kind of internet provider, because they realize they see the handwriting on the wall. You don't have to hit us over the head with it. Comcast is going to control the world because then they're going to gobble up Time Warner. So, I don't know. Maybe we ought to get in on this thing and make sure that we're streaming correctly here. Let's have this happen so that we've got a direct connection and we get better service and we're in line here. It's better for Netflix, I would imagine. Talk about a big turnaround. Netflix has 33 million U.S. streaming subscribers. That's about a third, which is crazy. If we were doing a numbers segment, a third of all traffic on the Internet. How many people listening to me have Netflix? I think about a third of this audience probably has Netflix. There's no way for me to scientifically know for sure. I was one of those people that had Netflix and canceled it because I was furious when they were jacking with the rates. And they kept sending me notes that, it's just for this little pittance of money. They kept reducing it. And finally, I succumbed to the seduction of Netflix for the streaming abilities that it offered. And that number jumped back up. So Netflix now gets in on this. And, think about this. They've been resisting paying fees to Internet companies. So that kind of opens the door for probably some other deals with some other providers. And especially if those two merge, especially if Time Warner, that whole thing gets approved, boy, that'll be absolutely crazy. To me, that just reeks of a monopoly. Good for the Comcast people, though, for sure. And what would America Tonight be like without a visit from Mother Nature? Got a note from Shelley who says, Kate, you will not believe the weather that we are having in Cali. And I'm talking Northern California. We're looking desperately for rain. And finally, we got some rain. Got a little bit of rain, right? But we're supposed to get a lot of rain this upcoming week because the drought is just killing us. I mean, just killing us. If we could only be talking about the possibility of mudslides, ironically, that would make some of us happy because it would mean we had too much rain. It is Drysville out here. I heard you talking about it last week on the radio. They can't do enough, frankly, to bail us out. Yeah, when I said Mother Nature, supposedly there's going to be a couple of storms, even some snow, buckets of rain by midweek, maybe at the end of the week. They're talking about Northern California and Southern California. You know, it's only gonna help, but pardon the pun, it's just a drop in the bucket. Re-rack. Great interview with Jack Heath next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that trouble to the thief. There's too much confusion.
We've had him on before. He's just terrific. I'll tell you what, his two books, because now he's got these Salem Six books, Rebecca's Rising, we talked to him about that, and then the other book, book two, Salem Six, Chain of Souls. Who knows where this is all going to go? I think he probably has 15 books in him. I mean, it's a huge series of books. A former TV reporter. We've talked about our tube time. As you know, I used to be a television anchor woman, and he's in the radio business as well, in New Hampshire, talk show host. Joining us now in our virtual green room, Jack Heath. Jack, I trust there is no snow around you right at this moment.
Well, I keep reminding my listeners in the morning that it's New Hampshire, it's February, and we're going to get 6 inches, another 6 inches tomorrow. We get a foot on Friday, and it's normal, and it's, I don't want to get into politics. It's not crazy. It's just what we call a real winter and cold and snowy, and everyone with handheld communications and the Weather Channel where they're naming nor'easters, they're naming snowstorms now. They're actually giving them a name. I think we should call the next storm that comes into New Hampshire the Kate Delaney nor'easter.
Yeah, thanks. I want to get all those emails. It's true, though. When you live in New Hampshire, it's what you deal with, and you know that this is winter, like you said, it's February. But still, when you're dealing with volumes of snow, do you have spare shovels? I just talked to a buddy the other day in Massachusetts. He said he's already broke too. He was trying to lose like 10 pounds. He said it's flying off of him because he's exhausted after really hauling all the snow. Is that happening with you?
No. It's funny, Kate. We're a state. New Hampshire's a pretty small state, about 1.3 million people. One of the original 13 or so states. The southern tier of New Hampshire that's more contiguous, like with Massachusetts, the folks in the mentality is, yeah, snow shovels, don't want to shovel the walk, another storm. The northern tier, up where I like to ski and hang out, they don't shovel if it's under 12 inches. They don't worry about it because it's just normal. And it's like you want snow if you snowshoe, you snowmobile, you cross-country ski, you downhill, you snowboard. You want 15 inches of powder. But the mentality today, you know, I grew up north of Boston. In 1978, we had a blizzard. This was long before Al Gore, long before, like, weather aberrations and global warming and all these theories. We had a snowstorm. We were out of school for 2.5 weeks, 30-something inches. There were cars on Route 128, the corridor outside of Boston. People had to leave their cars there. Today, I look at video, Atlanta, North Carolina. They get a couple inches of snow or 5 inches of snow. It's like we're worried about terrorism. It's like this country, it's just weird. And I don't know, I don't want to blame the Weather Channel, but, I mean, I do a show and we give information on snow amounts. We have the state police on talking about, you know, the roadways, and you want to slow down, you want to be careful. But it's just kind of something going on where I don't get it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't get it either. That everybody leaves at the same time, suddenly they're not prepared. And what happened in Atlanta was atrocious. Are you kidding? That was ridiculous. And then to have a repeat performance a couple weeks later in Raleigh, a woman who's about to give birth walking for 4 hours in work shoes, that's crazy, Jack.
Yeah. See, I one of the things that you don't know about me, but we have a place up north and I ski a lot. I think I've gotten 30 ski days in this winter, and it's up near Mount Washington. So your listeners, you know, Mount Washington is the tallest peak in the Northeast. It's 6,288 feet, which doesn't sound like a tall mountain, but it's one of the most ferocious. So, you know, it's good skiing up there and all that. But I just know in my car, and it's only an hour and 40 minutes to the North Country from where we live, you know, you have an extra pair of gloves. You have a hat. You have a coat. You have, because it's winter. And if you break down, you know, you might need some food. And, you know, people, I mean, I hike a lot, so I always bring things and extra things and hats and gloves in August because you never know. But I was just raised to respect Mother Nature, to revere it, to enjoy it. And I just think today, and I talk about it on my show, it's like I have to give this information out, but I say, don't stay indoors for a week. Get up north, support the economy. Half our state's tourism dollars come from people that snowmobile, that get outdoors and go to the gas station, the convenience store, the hotels. So this idea that somehow winter is terrible and snowstorms are, I mean, tonight, this afternoon, I was doing some emails and I looked at the, like, major websites. Another deadly snowstorm to hit the Northeast. It's like Armageddon. And it's pretty beautiful. I'm sitting in my back porch talking with you and your listeners on America Tonight, looking out the window, and it's pretty beautiful out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. With the whole throw some extra things in your car, I don't get it. I grew up just outside of Philly, and that's what we were taught. You know, we'd go up to Jack Frost, which is nothing like Mount Washington, but we always had enough things with us, including water and snacks or whatever, because you just didn't know what could possibly happen, but you certainly weren't afraid of it without a doubt. President's Day, coming and going again, and, yeah. You know, there's all kinds of lists out there about favorite presidents, best presidents, and you can twist that and manipulate it however you want because it depends on what you're talking about. But just for you, pound for pound, who is your favorite president?
Well, I got you a note earlier, and I was thinking about it because it's a great question. Because, you know, everything's changed politically, and we have this polarization today, but we still have one president. And even though I'm a conservative on all that, I respect, I know how smart this president is. I may not agree with his politics. So when I look at, okay, JFK, because I grew up north of Boston, John F. Kennedy, I think because of the short nature of his presidency and what he was tested with in less than one term. You know, people don't know he had the terrible health, bad back, Nikita Khrushchev, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the civil rights issues down south. He was tested very quickly, and I think he rose to the occasion. Defining moments, great leader. Ronald Reagan, Cold War, you know, tear down your wall. Again, tested moments. Unfortunately, and it's not just a Republican-Democratic answer, you know, 9/11 happened, George W. Bush, say what you want, think what you want, we can debate the wars, test it to a point. This president, you know, we got Bin Laden finally, but you look back in history, I think JFK number one, Reagan number two, and I have to go all the way back to George Washington. Talk about how bizarre it was, this young country, the one guy who didn't really want the job, almost like it was ordained, fate meant to be. So you got to put our founding father up there in Washington, almost like the literal father of this country. But then I love characters in history. I love Jefferson. I mean, some characters, Adams. But I have to say JFK number one, Reagan number two, and probably go from there.
Yeah, good list. I would put a list similar to that. I put Jefferson as my number one. Growing up, like I said, just over the bridge from Philly and steeped in all that history there, I can't tell you how with Jefferson. And I would put Washington on the list, too. Again, founding fathers, what would that be like in the very beginning? Writing the Declaration of Independence with Jefferson, all that really, really cool stuff. I mean, just...
But coming from New Hampshire with our first in the nation presidential primary, so for a few primaries, you mentioned earlier, I was in the news business. We have one commercial TV affiliate here, WMUR-TV, so I was the news director and on-air guy. You know, we had a 30 or 40-person newsroom. We built it up around the primaries. I didn't put him on my list, but the one person you want to sit up and talk with at night is William Jefferson Clinton, Bill Clinton. Charming, one of the smartest guys I ever met. He didn't need a handler to whisper in his ear, oh, that's Kate Delaney. She was a TV reporter in Dallas and sports reporter. She hosts America Tonight. He would tell the handler who you were. I mean, he was a very engaging, is probably still a very, very engaging guy, very enjoyable. So, you know, you got to put, you know, I think Bill Clinton is kind of like the Elvis Presley of modern day politics. No wealthy father. And to some respect, like the current president, you know, he wasn't like a Jack Kennedy where he had the old man making this happen. Bill Clinton, a terrible upbringing, Arkansas, he made it. This president obviously has done pretty well, even if you don't agree with his politics, you've got to give him, you know, very, very smart, talented guy. But Bill Clinton's a guy you'd want to sit up with and talk with at night.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I agree with that. He remembered every person he ever met. I had one conversation with him, and you're right. He immediately knew who you were. Nobody telling him what to say or what your background was. I mean, he was amazing at that. There's no question about it.
Amazing.
Hey, we don't have much time left, but I want to make sure I do this. I jokingly said 15 books, but who knows? When we're all said and done, you could have 15 books. What's next for Jack when it comes to writing?
Finishing the third book as we speak, about 10 pages left, and that will be done before March, and that will go to the publisher, probably come out. We're actually excited to say, although I'm going to get in trouble, and I might as well get in trouble on your show, because I've been now told by the producer of a project, a movie being made on the first book, Film 6, Rebecca's Rising. Michael DeRocher, he owns Wonderland Pictures. He's been working on the first movie since he bought the film rights last spring, ironically, when some of his folks were making him involved in the American Hustle shoot up in Boston when the Boston Marathon bombing happened, and they moved to Salem, Mass, and heard about the book. So he's well underway, and I'm hoping that everything comes together, which it seems to be. So pre-production is spring, shooting summer, release of the first movie, 2015 spring is what they're estimating. And who knew that being a descendant of an accused witch and the accuser would actually result in a book that might go anywhere. But I guess that's what they're telling me. So that's sort of the update.
Woohoo! I love that. Congratulations. That's all good stuff. Can't wait for the next book to come out. 10 pages, you're done. Boom. We get the pulp out there, and I'll be picking up a copy of that. Thanks so much, Jack, for coming on the show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Last time we spoke, we had our fingers crossed for the U.S. men on the ice. They did not do it, not even winning a bronze. Canada with a 1-0 victory on Friday ultimately catapults them into the gold medal game. They shut out Sweden, so they win another gold medal. Boy, that was disappointing. U.S. with 28 medals in all. 9 gold, 7 silver, and 12 bronze. Russia finishes with 33 medals, 13 gold, 11 silver, 9 bronze. Norway right behind the U.S. with 26, and Canada with 25 medals in all. 25 medals. How about that? The Ukraine ended up with 2 with everything that's happened in Kiev. The craziness, and now there is another part to that story, but still a couple of athletes managed to come away with medals. So it's a wrap, a lot of conversation about Russia, and was this a successful games in Sochi? What will happen in other winter games? There was problems with some of the venues because of the ice, the melting and whatnot. And a lot of complaints by the athletes. There were other places where athletes complained. Some of that had to do with figure skating. So it's interesting. Russia wins overall medals title with that final sweep. They won the bobsled gold. That certainly helped them there. And the ceremony closes. The curtain goes down on the costliest Olympics to date. I mean, how far can you go with the Olympics? Because it's a game of can you top this when you think of the ceremonies and just how huge they are? 17 days. 17 days. The world is focused, at least Olympic-wise, on Russia and Sochi. So they start with the glitch in the one snowflake in the opening ceremonies on February 7th for the five rings. And then it all worked out in the end for the closing ceremonies, with the protocol pageantry and whatever else you want to call it. And Vladimir Putin just grinning from ear to ear, getting all that massive global attention. $51 billion was the investment in this. Beijing was like $40 billion, they said. So $51 billion for the games. That is crazy. And will it transform that area? You know, this is what happens. Then the Olympics go away. Do other things come to Sochi? Do other giant sports or events come there that make a difference for the area? Because, man, that is a whole bunch of money to dump into the Olympics. But, I mean, this is where we're going with this. Where is the end to this after every ceremony has become just so much more elaborate and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger? And I mentioned that Russia captured the most medals. Their last gold, as I said, this came in the four-man bobsled. Pretty huge for them, for sure. And then there were some highlights and some definite lowlights for the Americans, I think, with the Olympics. There were some interesting stories, and there were some brutal stories, like Shaun White expected to medal, didn't medal heading into the games. Lindsey Vonn couldn't even compete in the games. Certainly some disappointments in the speed skating realm. That didn't happen. Shawnee Davis so celebrated, same thing. Could he medal in another games? And there was a lot of disappointment with speed skating and arguing over what was the problem with the team and all of that. But in the end, the U.S. still comes in second, and there still were definitely some athletes to celebrate without a doubt. But I would think if the excitement over getting picked to host a game, I get that. The world's watching you, people you can bring in, advertising dollars, all of that. But, boy, you would have to be such a great salesperson to make up that nut. $51 billion is a lot of money. And like I said, that's only going to go up. So how much is it? How much is this heading into these next series of games? Think of Brazil, and then think of after that all the bidding that goes on for the games into the future. I don't know, at some point, maybe you ask yourself, is this really worth it? there are other things that we could host that might not cost us quite as much money. There are other things that we could do. I would think they'd have to be questioning that if you were on an Olympic committee. You'd have to be questioning that. All right, I want to throw this into the mix, too, because I know that there are definitely some motorheads listening to the show. Dale Earnhardt Jr., survived a crazy, crazy wreck insanity Daytona 500 to win the race on Sunday, his second career in Daytona. There were nutty things that happened. There was weather delays. There were some strange accidents, certainly, in the beginning of this. But, you know, it's like the Super Bowl. It's like winning the Super Bowl. Dale Earnhardt Jr., if you don't know anything about racing, to win this for him, it really is. It's like clinching the Super Bowl. So a huge, huge moment for sure, no matter if there were problems and weather delays and all that kind of stuff. But big to win it. And he kept talking about trying to come out of the gate this way, and sure enough, he did. So there you go. And we're going to end on this note for this hour anyway. For the people that we've had on the show that have talked about the Holocaust in the past and the atrocities and where it stands in history now and some of the ways the people have been remembered and what it's like to actually go through some of the camps. If any of you have done that, you know, it's a very, very eye-opening, I think, moment when you do that. Well, Alice Hertz Sommer, the world's oldest known, anyway, Holocaust survivor, died in London. She was 110 years old. Wow. 110 years old. And there was actually a documentary done about her because she was an incredible pianist. And there was some other books that were written about her and whatnot. In fact, one is, the documentary is nominated for an Academy Award. It's called The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life. And she talks about that when she had been interviewed. She talked about how big that was, how music really did save her life through what they went through. The family sent from their home in Prague to a concentration camp in 1943, and she was often the star of the show in some of the concerts that the inmates were actually allowed to put on or were told to put on. And she said that's the thing that absolutely carried her through. When you think about it, 140,000 Jews were sent to the camp where she and her family were. 33,000, just over 33,000 died there. That's the numbers that they have anyway. And of course, eventually the camp was ultimately, the lid was blown off it, or they were liberated anyway by the Soviet army in 1945. But she was young and she was married when they went into the camps, and her husband actually died of typhus at another concentration camp. And her mother was sent to an extermination camp in 1942. So she tried desperately to teach the stories and tell people the lessons, and was always very gracious, from what I understand, in all the interviews she gave. So how about that? 110 years old, Alice Hertz Sommer. What a salute to the world's oldest known Holocaust survivor.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.